as like a five-year-old.
I got to go out and do some drinking and look for some beaver tonight. Fuck that dog. I'd have bought a package of hot dogs that
cheap,
probably...
Cheap hot dogs.
Cheap ones. Soaked that motherfucker in antifreeze. And you know what? The dog will eat it. And then you know what?
His bark goes away.
He goes, I think I'm dying. Fuck that dog.
Hey, gotta go.
Gotta go. Both of them. And if the old lady says something, I'd make her hot dogs too. That's guacamole, bitch. Same fucking color.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
You hear that, boogeyman? It is a fucking warning. Hey, listen to this out here. Hold on, you motherfuckers. I gotta have a little shot on this because this is the real fucking thing.
Welcome to the shit show.
Welcome to the fucking pot podcast, motherfucker. So, hey, we've talked about the ghosts. We talked about spirits. We talked about fuck. We even talked about fucking. But I've been working at this house. Doug's here with us today.
And Doug was also working at that house.
Working
at the house.
So, and I said, listen to this, Doug. Rolled up there the other night, Monday morning.
Yeah. I was there Monday afternoon.
Or this was Tuesday. I keep thinking it was a holiday. Rolled up there Tuesday morning. You saw what time we left. Mm-hmm. We all left together. I was the first one there Tuesday. And what do you think?
All the blinds are open.
No shit. No shit.
They were shut when we all left.
There were three open. First they were on the right, now they're all on the left. The three. I swear to God, boogeyman. What the fuck? Hey, do I believe in ghosts? I don't know, but I believe in one fucking thing. Either someone else has a key.
And they're fucking with you.
Fucking with my brain.
Was there any other funny business you noticed, Doug?
Nah. I wasn't there too long.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
I heard something about some kind of tile.
Oh, fuck. I mean, remember
the tile popped off.
Yeah.
I do remember that when they were pulling the dishes out.
Yeah. You know, dude, I've been in that kitchen all looking at that. Hey, you know, I mean, I don't know. Do I know? All I know is the beers in the refrigerator.
Yeah, and I've been drinking them all.
I'll tell you what, Doug, I ain't gonna say nothing about that, but I had to hide a couple. I told Kenny, I said, by the time Doug gets here, I've been here all day. I'm trying to save my drinking for the end of the day. You know, because you don't want me to start drinking at 10 o'clock, because if I start drinking at 10 o'clock, fuck you and the house.
That just gets me motivated.
That's cool. I like that. If that's how it took to get you motivated, shit, I can't wait till you come and do my house. Yeah. I have a 30-pack out there for you, man.
And right. Mr. Daniels.
Just roll them under the house and we'll be good.
Shit, we'll work up put a little skateboard with a rope on it, you know.
A little cooler.
We really pull that shit in and out, you know. But that's part of the boogeyman news. And if you go back, I mean, we've talked about this. Oh, man, it's too bizarre. I mean, do you believe or do you not believe, or what the fuck's it take you to believe?
It's interesting. Is it the macho man over there with his orb?
A fucking macho man with the orb. Hey, macho man out there, listen. I've been thinking about that pearly gate thing. I really don't think you're in those pearly gates, macho man. Shit.
Hey, you know what? We actually got another listener voice message to respond to the macho man.
Hey, macho man, if you're really at the pearly gates, how come all I can smell is barbecue? The only pearls that you'll ever see is a pearl necklace from Lucifer. Who do you think you are? You're nothing special to me. Man, you're a piece of flesh. When I step in the ring and look at the man across from me, I say, well, now that's my dinner. That's my meal. That's my meal ticket, you see. But what I've been living on just don't fill me up, macho man. so I gotta have a little bit more. I gotta have the best of both worlds, you see. Macho Man, how big were your arms when that cobra snake latched on your bicep? I could have done anything I wanted with you at that time, but I didn't. I didn't. I could have finished you right there, man. They could have been putting you in a pine box and shipping you off for dirt. But no, sir, no, I didn't. I wanted to plant a little fear. You see, if you plant grass, you grow grass. If you plant rice, you grow rice. I plant fear, and I will grow fear. Because if you have a man looking at you, and he has a little fear in his heart, where does that put him? It puts him right in the palm of my hand, like a little orb. Just when you thought it was safe to go out at night, there's a snake. And that snake, he's hungry, and he takes what he wants. You see, I'm the kind of guy right now, if I needed to sneeze, I'd use your hand. Now my question for you, Tom, it's real easy. Snake or Macho Man?
What do you think, Tom?
Hey, you know what? Macho Man was a snake.
He got bit by a snake.
But he was a snake. You think about this. You think Macho Man was a good guy? Did you ever see his haircut? That motherfucker looked like a volleyball with a mop on his head.
So what's your answer? You take Jake the Snake or you take Macho Man?
Well, you got to take Macho Man for one reason. He had Elizabeth.
Fair enough.
Hey, you know what? He was smart, man. You want to get ahead. Hey, behind every good man, there's a lady.
To tear you down.
Oh, hey, you don't want to call her a bitch. But what the fuck? You know? But what's really easy, you know? You bring the bitch with you. You make a few million. And you dump her off. And
she takes half.
Yeah. That's usually what happens.
How Bezos that?
Oh, my God. But I'll tell you what. Macho Man was a bad motherfucker, but I would still... He was a snake.
You think he's calling from the Pearling Gates?
Shit, no.
Is that wind burning?
Is it shit? Is a bear shit in the woods? Or
the fat dog fart?
Oh, man. Hey, Macho Man, he sold... He sold himself. He had a good... If you want to get anywhere in the world, you got to sell yourself.
Marketing.
Yeah. If you can't do that, hey, you want paper or plastic.
Fair enough. Well, hey, listen. We got another listener voice message.
Hey, Tom. It's Jake. I got a question for you. Do you think the moon landing was faked? And if so... What other stuff has the government faked?
What do you think, Tom?
What do I think?
Did they go to the moon? Or is that Hollywood?
I think that Hollywood might have showed them how to get there.
Okay.
So tell us, Doug, what really happened, okay. Doug.
So from the other stuff I was listening to and all these other people who made movies during the time frame we went to the moon, they said it would have been way harder to fabricate the moon landing than it was to actually go to the moon. Like, the technology for what they did or what they showed did not exist at the time. Like, how everything was. It was, everything has an explanation for it that all the people who say, like, oh, it's faked. It's like,
but you know what they had going for them, though, dude?
What?
Nobody's been to the moon.
Well, no one's been back.
Well, actually, there's been a lot of rovers and stuff that's been back.
Man.
Well, yeah, no one's, because when we went to the moon, the NASA's budget was 1% of the GDP. Now it's 0.01% or something like that. It's like way lower. Like, so they had a 10 times bigger budget to go to the moon.
Do you think those guys saw some crazy shit?
Well, there
I believe that.
There are astronauts that say who have seen some stuff. Yes.
Yeah. If you think we're the only ones here, shit. It's only cost you $9.95. Send me $9.95. And I'll help you out. I mean, fuck.
One page.
It's just mathematically, it's like almost impossible. It seems like the number of galaxies to stars to planets in those stars, like the number of planets that the Kepler telescope found, like in the Goldilocks zone, is like in the thousands and thousands. That's where
shit.
Life similar to ours could exist, and it's like thousands and thousands.
You mean millions?
Well, just what they found, like, so they found stars, and then they found planets within the, what they call the Goldilocks zone. It's like similar to our, where Earth is compared to our sun. So it's like where life could most likely be. It's like they found thousands of these planets, and that's only like one section of the our
And we're
galaxy.
Still looking at Mars. What a bunch of bullshit is that?
Well, I mean, it's a platform to step off. You know, it's like it's a jump. You know, like you go there, and then like you focus on something bigger. Like the main goal for NASA and everything is Titan, Saturn.
You know what the main goal
is?
Has life is to get funded for next year.
Well, I know they cut the budget like from the 60s to now. It was 1%, now it's 0.1% or something. Like it's 10% of what it used to be, or you know, whatever the math.
I tell NASA, you know what you figure out?
But see,
how are we gonna bomb Russia?
So well, here's the fucked up thing: NASA comes up with like 70 or 80% of all scientific stuff we use every day, like GPS, a lot of our rubbers, and a lot of our stuff in our phones, and everything's all from NASA. And like, so you keep cutting their budget, like, and so now it's, you know, stifles innovation. Like, so if you keep giving them a bigger budget, we'd come up with better and better shit. And we'd explore more shit.
That's good, because we don't want to lose the, hey, listen, the worst thing that can happen to the United States, is you learn another language tomorrow.
Well, China's really putting
a
lot of money.
And there's a new flag in town.
China's a big player.
They're putting a lot of stuff
into
their
space. So you know what? And this is Tom's theory. It's easy. I borrow a lot of money from them and figure out how to kill them.
You should hear about these China farms.
Oh, the organ farms?
What'd you find out, Doug?
Dude, I was just reading about the Oregon farms. Like,
Well, look how many people they got.
Well, so
what the fuck? Who gives a fuck if there's 3,000 hearts gone tomorrow?
It's way more than 3,000.
Well, like, that's just a heart.
So they had reporters, let's see here, Falun Gong. They had like tens and tens of thousands of people ready to be harvested. Like, and they ship them through China on cattle cars.
Oh, man.
Like, so
hey, that's
like
what Hitler did.
So they had a bunch of, So they had a bunch,
and they didn't come back. He didn't want no organ.
These people don't come back either.
Oh,
so
hey,
they had,
when I take your heart, how do you come back?
So they have them on call. They had all these reporters calling different hospitals in those regions, and they say, "We need a liver or something." It's like, "Oh yeah, when do you need it next week?"
Yeah,
like they're on call. Like these,
Billy, my dog needs a liver.
It's just, it's all from top down. Like,
you think they use all those bits and pieces and they're not building Frankenstein?
I don't know, but they are using CRISPR, which is a genetic modification. You know, like, they're the first ones to use it on people.
Are they building Frankenstein?
Yeah, CRISPR is basically Frankenstein. Yeah, you can turn on and off different genes. And that's what CRISPR is. It's a gene editing thing. Like,
well,
so you
I'll tell
say,
you
like,
what.
Say,
in Area 51, we're building our Frankenstein.
Area 51's long gone, though. Like, they moved on. Like, once it became popular, they moved to a different site.
Well, now they're using it just to build Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Low budget.
Yeah.
But I think in the future, all that's going to be true. No shit, Doug. Hey, you're going to build a person.
Well, that's the big thing going on.
Or a time machine.
Or the time shit.
Well, that's a big thing going on right now. It's like all the people who use, they have it now. It's called CRISPR. It's it's a gene modification. They can turn on and off different genes. So they right now it's illegal or it's outlawed to use it on human beings.
Not in China.
No, but China used China did use it. And so
I bet they're doing it underground.
Well, I'm
you
guessing
think
every
stopped?
Government is doing it underground.
You know,
you're gonna have a bunch
especially
of
when
you've
got a population of 50 billion.
Yeah. I think Captain America is the weakest Avenger.
No, Hawkeye is, I feel like. Or Black Scarlet. Or
but
Black
he's
Widow.
Not on the same level as Thor.
Well,
I mean,
Hawkeye, what's his
Iron
his,
Man's
his power?
Way better.
What's Hawkeye's power? He
I
can shoot an arrow very
is.
Good. The guy with the bow and arrow.
I guess.
Fuck yeah. If you're, coming, no, if you're coming into the war with a bow and arrow,
yeah, he's
I'd
got
send
no
your ass. I'd send you out
that.
First.
Captain America at least is a super soldier. He had the super serum, like you know, like
he's
like
dressed like the flag, man.
Yeah, he's you know, the peak.
He's only
of
got
human,
one star.
Like, that's what the super serum was. It's like shit. He made him the peak of human, like basically evolution almost. Like he's like the top of the top, like of what humans can be. So he's got the best strength, reflexes, and all that. But Hawkeye, what he shoots a bow and arrow.
So what do you think if you heard about Batman versus Tarzan? What's your take on that?
Batman would murder Tarzan.
Why is that?
Because Batman has never lost in a fight that he had time to prepare for. Like, literally never. Like, he is regarded as one of the best strategists there is. Like,
he's dark arts player.
Well, yeah, because he was Ra's al Ghul. That's basically dark arts, basically. Like, he's never
he
lost a fight.
Win.
He's never lost a fight that he has time to prepare for, ever. Like, and even if you go down to, like, hand-in-hand combat and everything, like, he's fought, like, some crazy-ass people.
Who'd he fight?
Bane. He juiced up Joker, like, all kinds of people. Like
Joker.
Yeah. Well, there was, in one of the video games, Arkham Asylum.
He beat Superman.
Yeah. Any fight he has time to prepare for, he's never lost. Like, he's, like, almost never lost. So, and when's Tarzan going to come out of the jungle, honestly? So obviously
he's still
Batman,
in the jungle.
Batman's going into the jungle, so he clearly has time to prepare. So
well, he's only
going to
send Robin.
That's right.
He can't even show up for that one.
He'll just carpet bomb the jungle. You, how about that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Shit. Time out.
You ever read comic books?
Yeah, I have a hell of them.
Which one you still have?
They're all in a. In a safe spot right now, but they're all from my uncles, like in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, wow.
What's one of your favorite ones?
Secret Wars.
Oh, yeah?
The original Secret Wars with Marvel, yeah.
Is it worth money?
I don't know, but like one of them was like, it showed like the strength of the Hulk, like on the cover. That's where Spider-Man got the black suit originally, you know, like the Venom suit. That's where it originated from. And then there was one where they dropped a mountain on all the heroes and the Hulk caught it. And so they kind of played that in the new Avengers movie where the Hulk caught whatever, like, you know, he was holding it up. That's basically a take on the Secret Wars where he caught a mountain, like an entire mountain, like, yeah, to save everybody. So I have all the Secret Wars.
Not bad.
Death That's of Superman. Bad. I have, like, their
comic books.
Yeah.
They were. I didn't read too many comic books.
No?
I have an unopened Death of Superman.
I was out working with Jimmy.
Jimmy had his own comic book.
Yeah, it was called Robin Hood.
Baseball cards, bro.
I used to have them.
All kinds of shit locked away.
You know, I mean, it's funny. You know, every kid has a dream when they're little, but one thing every little kid dreams about:
money,
dinero.
Also, the boogeyman.
And the boogeyman. You know, I mean, the boogeyman, he can make you give up the dinero.
Yeah, you can. I've seen it.
It happens.
There's a movie called The Boogeyman.
I've never saw it, but I bet you'd be, you know, everybody, you all got a fear out there. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Spiders,
aliens. Snakes, aliens,
no, spiders.
Jesus Christ.
You can put me in the highest building on the smallest little platform. Not afraid. Spiders.
I'll jump off that motherfucker.
Me too. I've done it.
But the boogeyman is something that's bred into you when you're little.
It is. My fear of spiders is from like the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater. My dad took me to see Arachnophobia when I was four years old.
My grandson was.
When it came out in 88 or 89 or something.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Yeah, hey, Ariel's 31, but he saw that fucking movie, dude.
Oh,
he could
that fucked me up for life. I'm still afraid of spiders. Or like back in the, they had my grandma had to buy me a thing for the light so I could touch it, so I didn't have to put my hand under the, you know, the shade because of
tap
the movie.
On.
Yeah, the tap, so I could tap the base of it because the movie, you know, they just dropped.
I'd have told you had to sleep in the dark.
Ah, no, my grandma, I was fucked up for that for a long time.
What about Freddy Krueger?
That never scared me. Or
Freddy
Jason.
You know what's cool about Freddy, though? Freddy was, he was made up, You know, he's a made up character.
You think the guys are real?
Spiders are fucking real, man.
A spider, you can see it's like a snake. You see a movie about a snake and a spider, it sticks with you. Freddy is, he's a made up, he's a character. You know, it's, I don't want to call him a cartoon.
The 80s had a bunch of horror movies, didn't they?
The other movie that fucked me up.
Was that
like
the era?
I'll follow it back to Stephen King.
The other movie that fucked me up as a kid was Cujo. But I have no fear of dogs. Fear of dogs. But when I was young,
yeah,
like I was kind that of movie was kind of.
You know what's
I
kind
was,
of
I
a
was
trip?
A child at the time, you know.
Well,
like
I was
five.
A little bit older. I looked at that cornball movie as fuck.
Look at it as like a five.
I got to go out and do some drinking and look for some beaver tonight. Fuck that dog.
That dog fucking freaked me out though.
Shit.
Was it Saint Bernard's? I don't even remember.
I don't know what you know. What I think
Cujo.
Cujo.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah it's
fucking like 8,000 people.
I remember Beethoven.
Yeah, this is the opposite of Beethoven.
Yeah, but you know, animals, man. You know,
it's the thing about spiders, man.
They can make you. I mean, I know one thing. If there was a spider, snake here, fucking lizard, and all three, it would have been fucked with one of us.
Lizard, snake, I'd be fine with. I'd pet them. Spider, I'd jump up.
Hey, want me to bring that cobra over to bit the macho man? Shit.
Whenever I go under a house, I bring a torch. I light everything on fire.
That's a tough day at work.
Yeah.
You'll have the cobra bite me in the arm. Just looking at that motherfucker.
Oh, fuck. Any snake bite me.
Yeah, but a cobra.
I don't give
a
fuck if. Hey, could it be a garden snake? That motherfucker bites you. It's hurting.
And you just got to stand there.
How do you take that motherfucker off your arm? Do you rip it off and take part of your arm? You squeeze that little thing.
Squeeze its head, maybe? I don't know. Like,
yeah,
try it off.
Shit.
See, when it comes to those animals in the jungle, that's where Tarzan has the dark arts. Wow. Those are his friends.
Hey, listen, man. Batman ain't even getting out of the fucking car.
Batman doesn't even have to get out of the helicopter.
He don't even,
he's like,
what
he's
going to do?
Let me use my
he's
going to
push that radar button.
Yeah.
Well, and it's going to scan
Butthead
over, Butthead over there in the tree. I'm going to shoot Butthead out of the tree with this semi 40-mile 100 bullet machine gun, and you know what? This guy ain't even got a suit to stop the.
He
bullet.
Doesn't even know what's going on. He's just sitting there eating a banana, and the next thing you know, he's getting shot up.
Eating a banana, and drinking out of a coconut.
So actually, Batman did fight someone like Tarzan. I forget the name.
Who?
Of
Who? Jimmy Superfly?
No.
Yeah.
What the fuck was his name? God, he was a hunter, though. He was basically like Tarzan. All he did was hunt everything, and he hunted Batman.
And he kicked his ass?
No, Batman won't.
That had to have been the older. You know, after. Hey, listen to this. Batman, when Batman first came out, there was only a few bad guys.
Yeah.
And then they. What do you do, man? Now I've wrote something that's like Harry Potter. Harry Potter wipes his ass with the stick, you know?
Yeah.
Harry Potter. Oh shit! Turns wine into blood.
Well, you know,
and the same with you got to create something new. The fuck with the story.
Yeah,
that's what wore Batman out.
Batman. I don't think Batman's ever been worn out. See, Superman to me is just boring.
But Superman's a bad motherfucker though, dude.
He is, but you know what? He's
he can fly. None of them can fly.
He's too set in his morals. Where, like, it's just that it really limits him.
He's just not that cool.
No,
well,
he's
trying to
boring. He's basically Captain America of DC.
He's trying to save
that's a good,
the
that's
Earth.
A great.
Yes.
He's trying to save the Earth.
I know, but he's so in his morals.
Clark Kent. I mean, what
he's
kind
so
of
in his morals that he's man. Like, I can't kill anybody. I can't do this. Like, yeah, but this guy keeps menacing the world. Like, why not just break his neck? Or,
well, he's not trying to
laser
let you
vision
know he's from another
him.
World.
Like,
I mean, you imagine if he'd have fucked Lois Lane, what that kid would have done?
Didn't they have
shit.
A kid in the comics?
No,
yeah,
never.
I think they did.
Did they?
I think so. I'm not positive.
I don't know. We'll have to look that one up. Because I don't think, you know, what would the fucking, you know what? I think they did have a kid. It was a little Batman. Batman boy.
Batman boy?
I swear to God, not Batman, but Superman? Superman boy.
Superboy.
Superboy.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Superboy. But I think they, but I don't know if they actually fucked and had the kid or they made the character up.
Hey, if you can fly, I'm sure you're taking any woman out on some fucking Let me just take you above the city real quick.
I would take you out to my house and say, do you want to meet Batman?
Well, Batman can afford a lot of shit. Superman,
but if you were a girl, would you rather go with Clark Kent or Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne,
he's the bad boy, man.
He's got that swagger, that's kind of like the rock star.
I see, like, yeah. Even their secret identity reflect on the type of hero they are. Clark Kent is boring as hell. Like,
well, he wasn't trying to give up who his identity was.
Really? A pair of glasses fucking guards you who you are?
Listen, he hid out in the phone booth.
I always thought Robin's getup was pretty obvious, too.
Yeah.
He's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
His colors.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the college humor of Batman when he finds his voice or like finds his mask and everything? That shit's hilarious. It's like he's trying all these different voices because, you know, in like the new Batman's, like he's got that like real deep voice. Like, and he's like trying all these different voices. And they're like, no, the criminals are like, no, that's not working. No, no. And then he finally finds it. It's hella funny.
One of the best concerts I ever went to was, and this is back in the Fillmore days, the old Fillmore, not the shit that's even in this city right now. And we used to go park, it was in a Standard gas station. It was on
Standard?
Standard.
Is that like a Chevron?
Chevron.
Okay,
yeah.
Standard as in.
Back then,
right.
That we would park in. I almost forgot this shot. Shit. I'd be fucking up the whole story.
Sorry, Jack.
Can't forget about Jack.
I'm sorry, Jack. So we pull up there, park here, and I'm telling Jerry, I said, man, there ain't nobody here. You know, this was a Saturday night. We were going to go see Joe Cocker. And notice no cars, walk around, getting, you know, like a block away from the Fillmore. And it says, show, move to Winterland. So we shoot over to Winterland. And I swear to God, man, this show. He comes out. He didn't even come out at first. This guy, this is another good guy you might want to look up. Is Leon Russell. And Leon Russell came out playing a guitar, which you hardly ever see him. And he's playing his guitar, jamming for about 30 minutes. And then Joe Cocker comes out and saying, she came through the bathroom window. You gotta listen to that. But they it was called Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the movie. And that's what the tour was.
Have you ever jumped through any bathroom windows?
Yes.
No, but I claim some people did to rob me. Sorry, AAA. You got that, ain't no shit. You do have good homeowners and rentals insurance. Paid my ass off twice. I love it.
Really?
Hey, you got to fuck someone in your life. I don't want to tell you how to do it because then if you go to jail, you can blame my dumb ass.
You'll be liable, huh?
Hey, when you get robbed, what's the window that most people come through?
The slider.
Bathroom window. Because 9 out of 10 don't lock it.
Or close it.
Or even close it.
Well, that's why they're so small, though. And so
hey,
do you
think there are any small people in the world?
They could find a ladder?
Shit.
A condo doesn't have a bathroom window. Actually, where I live in Oakland, the bathroom window is about 9 inches. It's like it only opens maybe 8 or 9 inches wide. That's it.
That's where maybe you live. Oakland's a pretty big place.
I know.
Hey, Oakland probably has.
Let's have two pit bulls and a bunch of guns, so yeah. I'm not worried.
But if that's good,
sounds like you belong.
Sounds like you live in Oakland.
As soon as I moved to Oakland, like I was building an AR-15. Oh, I was like, well, I heard gunshots like the first night. I was like, yeah, it's time to finish that AR.
Yeah.
So I finished the AR. Fuck.
Every time I've been.
You hear gunshots once in a while?
Oh yeah. So I live near the zoo and I live above the zoo.
What zoo are we talking about?
The Oakland Zoo.
But then I also live above Eastmont Mall, which is 73rd.
Which is a zoo.
They shut that zoo down.
They built that fucking zoo, dude, and the animals took over.
It's fucking
crazy.
And now
they fucking shut it down.
How
do you circle Eastmont Mall and shoot people?
Well, so I live on Edwards, and as soon as Edwards turns from Edwards.
I know exactly where you live.
As soon as it goes from a street name to a number, you're fucked. Okay, yeah. You're in the bad area. As soon as it changes, and then it changes back to Hagenberger.
And you're not far from 98th, I think.
Well, Edwards is Hagenberger. If you go all the way down,
and what's that? Is 98th somewhere right around that
area?
Yeah,
it's the next exit on the freeway.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's where they sell the bullets.
Nah, it's not as bad as 73rd. 73rd, like there is some crazy streets down there.
Yeah.
Like Weld Street and all that. That shit's nuts down there.
So how long have you lived in Oakland?
2 years.
And what's the most extreme thing or scandal you've seen? One-way streets?
One-way streets. Did I talk about that last time?
I don't know.
Oh, like I said, Weld Street. It's like drive-through, like crack heroin spot. Like, so my friend was staying off Weld and I went and visited them and I was leaving and you can't flip a bitch on that street. It's too narrow, so I had to go down, and it's basically a drive-through fucking drug spot. Like, so it was my turn in line. Basically, I just didn't look at anybody, and I just kept my head forward, like,
and just locked the doors.
But they were coming up to the car, like, which one, you know, like. But I mean, that's just how it goes in the streets. If you don't look at them, mind your own business, you know, like, I didn't see shit, like, they won't fuck with you.
How often you hear sirens?
Well, Edwards is a main.
Yeah,
not too often, but Edward, because there's a substation at Eastmont Mall, which is on Edwards, and Edwards is right on the freeway, or it hits 580.
Listen to this, and I know you don't know, probably neither one of you. You know Eastmont Mall?
Yeah.
What was that before they built the mall? What did they do there?
I have no idea. Shoe factory.
No. They built Chevys there.
Really?
It was a GM plant.
No way.
I swear to God, dude. I remember when
they moved to Detroit?
No, they've all. No, well, Detroit's always been there, but that.
Rogan was talking about
Stuck
that.
Stuck in
today.
The club.
But yeah, that was a GM plant.
I didn't know that, yeah. Because I knew it was a mall after that, and then they changed it to like a social service mall.
Well, it was a GM plant before they made it a mall.
And then they made it a social service mall. So it's like the police substation.
Oh, I don't
there,
know about that. I don't.
Security or something. There's like a bunch
of. I could
like
go to Oakland in '89.
You know, it's not as bad as it used to be.
I have no. Probably not. You
I'm
know,
not
progress.
You know, the number one thing you need in Oakland is dogs. Loud dogs. You're fine.
Yeah.
Especially pit bulls.
Well, they don't know what kind of dog you have on the inside, but we have two pit bulls.
Do you know that I work at the SPCA
in Oakland?
No. San Mateo.
Yeah.
And all the dogs there are pit bulls.
Because
what do you think
they're
in Oakland?
Well, they have a bad rap. Like, I've had pit bulls.
They're all in dog jail.
Yeah.
Well, because people give them up, they're afraid. You know, it's like they just have a bad
after
rap.
You bite your kid.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. Don't bite their kid.
A lot of them are in quarantine because they're in court and that they.
So.
They have to stay there.
So me and my ex a long time ago, she had a little dog and we got a pit bull together. The pit bull was basically my dog. It followed me around. It was like my shadow. And then her dog was a...
So who lost the fight?
So her dog was a Westie Schnauzer. It was a little...
Who lost the fight?
I'll get there. It was her dog was a 20-something pound dog.
Well, the Schnauzer
The pit bull was a 60-pound pit bull, but he was all head.
That makes it even easier.
So the Schnauzer kept nipping at the pit bull's neck. And like he drew blood. And then the pit bull one time.
And then he died?
No, the pit bull just turned around, grabbed the fucking Schnauzer by the head. And just like, bang, grabbed it. And I saw it. I was like, holy shit. And then so like I reached around and pulled the, reached across the
Schnauzer. So what dog did you keep?
So hold on.
Which the dog did word, you keep?
Okay, the key was whose dog was whose.
I don't know. Who what, cares?
Mine was the pit bull.
That's the referee to figure out.
Yeah.
Well,
what
anyways,
dog did you
so
keep?
So the Schnauzer started the fight. I got bit up across the...
Just answer that question.
I will in 1 second. That, so I saved the Schnauzer's life.
Thank you.
And it ripped up my arm. I had all I had stitches. The Schnauzer was my ex's dog.
Thank you.
So we had to keep the Schnauzer who started the fight. And we had to get rid of the pit bull. Even though
that's probably the best move.
No, it wasn't. That pit bull would never have done anything on its own.
Oh, man.
The pit bulls are used to be called nanny dogs. They used to be... There's nothing wrong with them. It's all in their upbringing with any type of dog. The dogs that attack the most are probably Chihuahuas, but no one reports those.
Well, also, the best part about getting rid of the pit bull, you got pussy on Tuesday night.
Every night. Because
if you wouldn't have did that,
I know.
Hey man, you can pack your shit up and go look for the dog and fuck that night.
But do they get a rap?
They should get a rap
because they're not even the number one dog attacks.
They're the number one dog in jail.
Yeah, but they dogs that attack more are like Dobermans and Labs. They attack
but
more.
But there's
than,
just way more pit bulls than Dobermans.
Labs. I know because they have a bad rap and because they have they have a stronger bite. And they, so
and
when they do
it. And there are a lot of mutts who just
have
pit bull
in them. It's like a shark.
Yeah. So when they do attack, it's very like, oh shit, look what this thing like it did. But a Chihuahua attacks far more than any other dog. And
but
like,
you know what, though?
They don't do any damage, so no one reports it.
I don't know.
Like a Chihuahua.
You can kick that Chihuahua, you know.
Yeah, but no one. That's my point. No one reports it. If a pit bull attacks, it's got a stronger bite than a lot of dogs.
You kick that little dog, he usually doesn't attack.
Well, no, they usually attack more. Chihuahuas.
Tom, you ever had a dog attack you?
I've had one close.
You kick back
me. It backed me up about 3 or 4 steps.
I got bit all the way up the arm and the chest. Oh yeah, this scar.
Where were you?
It was that dog attack.
Oh, one.
When the pit bull grabbed the Schnauzer, I reached across the Schnauzer's face to pull the pit bull's jaws apart.
And he fucked you.
And
up.
He bit me. It looked like I slipped my wrist. Like I had a bunch of. I have no.
That's when I would have killed the pit bull.
No, that was the Schnauzer that bit me though.
Well, I killed them. You killed them both.
So they were on quarantine also. They had to be separated, but they couldn't leave the house. And so it looked like I slipped my wrist. It was a bunch of cuts here. Like, I still have marks. Like, a big one here. Like, that thing was, like, split off. I had to get a bunch of stitches. Like, that...
Did they use glue or stitches?
Stitches. And honestly, the bite didn't hurt as bad as when they cleaned it. That was one of the most painful things. Like, when they flushed it... Holy fuck.
So,
like, I've had a bunch of surgeries.
Did you go to the emergency room?
I had to
go
to the ER. Yeah.
Right away or the next day?
I went that day. I was bleeding everywhere.
Which one did you go to?
Kaiser Fremont.
And how long did they make you wait?
About 2 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're walking in there with...
Kaiser Fremont ER is the empty. Like,
Nobody owns a gun. You should have went to Oakland.
Well, so, in and out,
I'm telling you.
It looked like
the emergency room when you leave, they give you a gun.
I have pictures of it on my phone over there. Like, it was bad, yeah.
Oh, any dog attack.
That was a 20-pound little dog.
There. That 20-pound dog can, you know, put a new hole in your
ass. Here's a question. Would you rather fight a 20-pound dog or a 20-pound cat?
Oh, man. You want me to tell you what? I've seen a cat attack.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather fight the dog.
Exactly. A 20-pound cat will fucking...
He is stupid.
You talking about a bobcat?
Any cat. I've seen a cat attack on my friend Dave, man. We went to work one morning. This guy's face is all scratched as shit. And I'm looking at him. He says, man, how the fuck did you cut yourself shaving this morning? And then I'm looking at him, I said, fuck, he didn't shave. And he says, hey, a bandit was the name of the cat. They ended up taking this cat to the SPCA. You imagine dopping that? That's like bringing home the fucking devil. Oh, but this cat fucked him up. I mean, literally, man. I mean, his back, his face. I says, I mean, I know what I'd have done. I'd have took Bandit outside and introduced him to a new toy.
All right, here we go. Let's see here. This is the beginning of...
Oh, you know, if I ever got attacked, I'm already prepared to throw a roundhouse, and I will kick that motherfucker right across.
Well, it's hard to kick.
I don't know, man. I'm ready for it, though. I have a prepared roundhouse. See, if a dog right came there. Up to me, I got no problem.
I know, but this was like...
Oh, Doug, why are you showing stuff like that? Like, I don't like looking at it. Show Tom. Of course.
Oh, man, I want to look at that.
Yeah.
I'd have killed both dogs.
Well, the pit bull was just protecting itself.
Oh, no. Fuck that.
So
I'm saying I'm protecting myself.
Wait, see all the bite marks?
Oh, man.
Look at it.
Hey, I don't want to look.
Yeah.
No, this is after Kaiser flushed it.
I don't even want to even look, dude.
Look at it.
I can't.
I'll look.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'd have had to fucking, you know what I did to those dogs? I said, you like hot dogs? Listen to this, Doug. After seeing that, you want me to tell you?
That's a 20-pound dog, and I was running food trucks.
You know,
I'll tell you what. I'd have bought a package of hot dogs
cheap hot dogs,
cheap ones. Soaked that motherfucker in antifreeze, and you know what? The dog will eat it, and then you know what?
His bark goes away.
He goes, I think I'm dying. Fuck that dog.
Hey, gotta go.
Both of them. And if the old lady says something, I'd make her hot dogs too. That's guacamole, bitch. Same fucking color.
And then I'll probably send you an Austin Press card.
Yeah, says thank you. Thank you. Hey, Austin Press out there, listen.
Apothecary.
Oh, shit, man. If you've listened to any of these podcasts, you've heard the commercial enough where, what the fuck? How do you say, what the fuck? Hey, the cards, you buy something, you get 10% off, make your mother happy, your girlfriend happy. It's definitely make Jesus Christ happy. You know, if he'd have had time, he wouldn't be hanging on the cross if he'd have bought a card.
So when you go to AustinPress.com, use promo code Boogie.
Get 10% off.
And if you spend $75.
Free.
Shipping.
So, shit, what the fuck are you waiting for?
Do they have Father's Day stuff?
They have cards?
They do have cards. There's a couple that says Father.
Isn't it coming up soon, Father's Day?
Yeah, that's here pretty damn soon, you know. Hey, I like cards. And
do you really?
I like what I like. Don't be afraid to send $9.95.
Hey, it's not going to say Hallmark on the back.
A boxer who gets paid millions of dollars, they get punched in the face over and over again, then they have brain trauma, and they don't know what the fuck
they're
doing.
Well, that's because he's fighting a real sport.
I know, but then they don't know what they're doing with their anything, their money, their anything. They just blow it all. How is that fair? They didn't even know
that. They make their own decisions.
But if you have brain trauma from the thing you're doing.
Then you shouldn't have fucking fought.
I'm not going to have brain trauma because I know I'm not going to go do that.
No, but we're not doing that. But say I'm using a boxer as an example.
And they know the risk going into it.
They're getting paid, but then they get brain trauma.
You just said it. They're getting paid.
They're getting
They don't know what they're doing. At the same time, Junior Seau, when he killed himself, he shot himself in the chest so they could x-ray his
brain.
That's
because he was stupid.
No, because he had brain trauma, though.
Yeah, but,
it's like a lot of these things.
Yeah, but individuals
you know
don't
what
have control.
Done?
Yeah, but individuals
should
be...
should have put that helmet on.
Whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, they should be allowed to make their own decision.
He should have shot himself in the hand. He didn't get a ring.
Hit in the face. They chose to go do that. And I'm going to pay you $2 million.
Okay.
And if...
Oh, my God. Really?
But if someone is incapable of making a rational decision, because this is... Okay,
hold on. Who makes that decision if someone's incapable?
Okay.
Someone else?
Let me start here. You made that decision
when you put your name on the paper.
Let's break it down.
This is a personal issue for me.
My sister,
she's had a lot of drug issues. She operates at a fifth grade level. She's 32 years old. Like, she cannot make a rational decision, but they give her money. They give her this shit. You know, like, but she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. So if someone who gets punched in the face multiple times is operating on a fifth grade level, how is it fair to say that they you just blew all your money. You're now broke. You're fucking part of the, you know, you're helpless now. Like, it's not fair. Like, if you're sacrificing your body for something, then you should be getting covered at least. So, I'm just saying covered at the end.
But listen, okay, now let me just say this, though. Listen to this now. You said this, and I believe what you, I hear what you're saying, Doug. Okay, I'm sacrificing my body, and I took some ass whippings. But now listen, though. There's been maybe 6 months out of my life, maybe 120 days out of my life, where I was the motherfucking champion making championship money. And you know what I was doing with that money? I was fucking doing a couple lines and fucking your mama.
Okay, but then it's just like...
No, like the lottery. What's the difference? I didn't take my money and save it. I was fucking your mama.
Because people who usually... same thing with lottery winners. They usually go broke.
Who gives a fuck?
They burn through everything. That's their own problem. They don't know how to finance.
Then you know what, then?
That's why...
You know what they should do? Listen to everybody out there. You get a hold of the Boogeyman Podcast, and there's a few people here to show you how to take care of your money, your drug problem, for $9.95.
Gonna say Hallmark on the back.
Nope. You know, I mean, it's it's tough being out there in that world.
Yeah, but insurance at a basic level is not hard to provide when you're a multi-billion-dollar company. That's all I'm saying.
Because that's how they're making their money.
It doesn't even cost that much. It's a drop in a bucket.
But here's the thing. People should be allowed to make good or bad decisions on their own deals. Now, hold on. When you're operating at an elite level and somebody's paying you $2 million to go get punched in the face in this boxing match, you chose to take the $2 million and you're also operating on elite status. Like, not everybody could get paid this proposition. True. You know the risk and you took it. And, okay. And...
Let me ask you this, though. Would you do what you do now? Well, electrician's a little softer of a trade compared to...
Hey.
You know, but...
I think we die the most.
Okay, but would you do it with no insurance?
It has to do with 220.
Okay, but here's
the thing. If you had no insurance, flat out, no benefits, zero benefits.
Okay, here's the deal. Hold on. I'm going to pay you $100,000 with the Cadillac insurance... up the yin yang and everything, and that package, let's just say, is worth $150,000. Or I'm just gonna give you $200,000 and you figure out your own life. You shouldn't have to have me figure out your health insurance, figure out what you're gonna do with your money,
you
manage
do?
Your money. But I'm gonna give you $200,000. But you want the $150,000, so
what do you do if you take the $200,000?
I can't save money.
But you should be allowed to make poor decisions. I don't think somebody should.
But so, if you're sacrificing your body, people don't know what they're doing to themselves.
But well, you're willing to do it for $150,000 with health insurance.
If you can't figure out your own body, too bad.
How many idiots are there in the world? I'm sorry.
There's a ton of them.
Exactly.
Man. So you think you should make decisions for all the idiots?
I'm not making decisions, but they should have health coverage at the very minimum.
I mean, if I pay you $200,000, I'll recommend a health insurance, and you just go buy it yourself.
If you're an idiot, you know what I recommend? And this is in sign language, everybody. I would recommend you jump on this guy, because you know why? You just met Jimmy's brother. End of story.